KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Hawthorne. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. And as we continue, I'm just going to make a quick continuation here on our homeless issue because I found this very interesting. Gary just sent me a quick email and said that the BLM and sheriff removed people living along the Truckee east of Vista Way. There has been about five tents there for months. Why were they there for months? People see this. That's what is infuriating, Gary, is why did it take months for this to happen? Did they just think that they were going to pack up and move on? No, they're going to keep staying there until you come in and say, hey, you can't camp along the Truckee here. Pack it up. This isn't California yet. I thought it was BLM lands. Now there are two large piles of garbage left by these slobs. These people should have been arrested and put on a crew to clean up the city. Gary! That is an incredible idea. Imagine that. People being arrested, fined for doing something illegal. Fine, you can't pay a fine, that's fine. Guess what? You're going to work it off by cleaning up the mess you make. Yes, there is a percentage of homeless that are mentally ill. And they need to be someplace and getting treatment and off the streets. If we have homeless that are willing to take a nightstick from a law enforcement officer, one of the real guys, not one of those ambassadors that are being forced on business owners in downtown, then that person is more than happy to come after you, the general public, a couple walking at night, someone riding their bike on the Truckee River Trail. If someone is willing to beat down a law enforcement officer who is trying to help them and just keep bashing them in the head, what do you think he or she is willing to do to you? And you want your kids walking around? You want your kids going to the parks? Huh. Just curious. Do you feel safer here? Gary, thank you. I get questions. Well, you're just telling us the problem. What's the solutions? Well, here's some ideas. Start enforcing the law. Start fining people. Build a location. How about once we get the new and improved downtown Reno Police Department station? The headquarters that's going to cost us millions and millions of dollars to refurbish because they didn't take one of the city already owned properties and build a state-of-the-art facility for the law enforcement officers that deserve it. Something that is cheaper to build from the ground up to their specifications of what they need. Once we get in and spend all that money on that refurbished building that used to be the old newspaper, that has connections with the people in city government to get purchased, why don't we take that old Reno headquarters, spend millions of dollars on that, refurbish it with padded cells inside. Yeah, I know I use that dreaded word, cells. They shouldn't be in cells. It's not their fault. I said padded. Make it comfortable. Get them the mental health treatments that they need. Get them the drug treatments that they need. And fix the problem. Fixing problems is the only issue they have spending taxpayer dollars on. They have no problem spending taxpayer dollars on a homeless shelter that's not where it should be, and that is, what has it been referred to as, a living nightmare? They have no problem spending taxpayer dollars, millions of dollars, on refurbishing an old building . They have no problem spending taxpayer dollars on putting pretty baskets out with flowers. It makes us look good. Really? You know, what happened? They say that what happens in California happens in Nevada. Well, what happens in Reno happens in other cities. Now, let's just turn a blind eye and put some pretty baskets of flowers out for people to look at. Taxpayer dollars is your hard-earned money. No such thing as government money. This is the money that has been taken from you to provide you public services, to protect you, to protect your way of life, to make sure that you are comfortable, you have good utilities, good services. And what happens? People decide... Those people, those elected representatives, decide to spend it on other things, to make the city look good. What was that statement that they kept throwing at Sarah Palin? Lipstick on a pig? You can put as much lipstick on downtown Reno, Carson City, wherever. And Sparks, you can put as much lipstick on this pig as you want. But if people don't feel safe, if people don't feel as they can go into certain areas, I won't go along the river trail. I barely like parking in downtown and walking to Idlewild Park for so many events that are held there. Because I have to pass by all the homeless that are sleeping in the parking lot, sleeping on the sidewalk, sleeping in the grass, pitching their tents. You should be able to feel safe in a city as nice as downtown Reno. But because your money is spent on just stupid stuff. Really? A whale that is now, by the way, I guess it's a different, a different kind of art. Because now it's all broken and You know, people didn't care that it was down there. They were trashing it. It's the only thing that's decent about the Believe sign is at least it's steel. It's harder for it to get trashed. Priorities, people, priorities. And until you start holding the elected representatives accountable, until you start going to these cocktail parties, and until you start going to these meet and greets, which, by the way, a very important one today, I would say head on down, because it's the men's club meeting. Well, guess who's meeting at the men's club today? Guess who their speakers are? Oh, actually, it's not today. So now you have time to plan. Plan, 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 plan. Thursday, September 19th. See the confusion? It's a week from today. Lunch at the Atlantis. It's the Republican Men's Club special day. They have two county commissioners that are going to be speaking. And Washoe County issues will be addressed. Well, guess what? One of those commissioners is on the Community Homeless Advisory Board. Marsha Burke-Bigler. Remember, Sparks and Reno are in Washoe County. So if it's happening in Sparks or in Reno, it's a Washoe County issue as well. So go have lunch at the Atlantis. Go join the Republican Men's Club. Have lunch with them and finally get two elected representatives. I'm not going to bag on Jeannie Herman because she's actually doing stuff to make a difference. But go ask your questions and hold them accountable. And don't listen to the circle talk that they give you. It's a long process of putting ideas into place that has the funding of all of the different groups that we can make a difference in these homeless people's lives that is truly meaningful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about just telling Jason Soto to tell his officers to direct the law enforcement that is already there to enforce the law? People have a tendency to stop breaking the law if you actually enforce it. Just look at what Trump is doing at the border. Huh. Illegal border crossings down. Imagine that. Imagine that. 884-9910. You want to call? I'm always here to listen. Monica at 991 FM Talk. It's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington, Smith Valley. 884-9910 is always the number and always at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Let's check in with Jim this morning. Hi, Jim. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I think you're hitting the message very accurately when you're talking about the homeless issues. And I just keep thinking that if there's any other kind of epidemic that requires medical attention, again, whether it be for drug treatment or mental health, we spend a lot of money on it. We've had people come in from all over the country that we decide, oh, man, we've got to take emergency care and extended services to help this person to heal from what ails them. And for some reason, the areas of that seem to impact a lot of the homeless, mental health and addiction. We have this mentality that they have a right to endanger other people and to endanger their own lives, and we can't prevent them from that. So I think you're hitting a lot of the right buttons.
You're exactly right, Jim, because it's the progressive in the liberal ideas that have us all feeling that it's nobody's fault. And there's no such thing as personal responsibility anymore. This is what society has done to them for some reason. And this is what we have created. You know, we don't hold people accountable, and we don't make them fess up for personal responsibility. You know, something happened to them somewhere down the line, and we didn't help them, so this is our fault. It's never the criminal's fault anymore. You know, the victims are the ones to blame. And I'm tired of it, Jim, and I hope you are too. Because we're not doing them any good by not getting them the real treatment that they need. And they won't get that real treatment until they've been punished.
I know that New York has found that if they didn't enforce the minor infractions, then the infractions kept getting worse. I think Rudy Giuliani really kind of turned things around back years ago with that. There are consequences. And I'm not saying that everybody homeless is a criminal. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but there's certainly an awful lot of that population that that needs help, and they need medical help. And it happens to be mental health or addiction and other things. And the longer we allow that to go, the more it's going to multiply.
And, Jim, you brought up the perfect example. And that is, you know, he got in there and he cleaned that place up. I would have gone into New York and walked the streets because of Giuliani. And now that Blasio is in there, he loosened up the public urination. He loosened up the homeless, all of those minor infractions that we talk about. And now look at the hellhole it is again. We cannot let this happen here. Jim, you are 100% correct that I also, you know, I feel for people that have mental health issues. But if we don't have a facility, if we don't put those people in that facility to force them to get the help that they need, because no one's going to do it on their own, it's a fact of life. You keep pushing to see what you can get away with. And until we start, I don't want to say imprisonment, but until we have a facility that these people can go into and get the help they need, it's just going to keep getting bigger to the point that we can't handle it. Jim, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Oh, go ahead.
One last comment. It's just San Francisco. That's all that needs to be said, and you can understand how things are out of control, because what a beautiful town it used to be.
Oh, my gosh. That was always the best little getaway. You know, take a weekend, go over to the wharf, have some clam chowder and one of those sourdough bowls, just watch the seals and the seagulls. And now I wouldn't step foot in that city, not for all the money in the world. And it's sad. Jim, thank you so much for the call. I greatly appreciate it. 884-9910. You know, we could do a whole show just on, do you remember San Francisco? Do you remember what it used to be like? How awesome it was to go over there and see the architecture, see the history, go into Ghirardelli Square and get some chocolate and, you know, really look at the places on the wharf, how California started, how it begun, you know, where the refugees and the people migrating, the Old West, the history of the earthquake, the fire. Who wants to do that now? Who wants to go get their poop map that shows the really bad areas of the city and what kind of shoes you should wear? How much money did that BS cost that could have been spent on, getting people the services that they need? Not designating an area as, this is the needle use zone, so you can do your drugs here safely. You won't be harassed by law enforcement while you do an illegal drug. And then you can just throw your needle on the street. We're not going to worry about children or anybody walking into this area and getting stuck. It disgusts me. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk. And if you don't want San Francisco coming to Reno, you better start acting now because it is almost there. Talk lines are 884-9910, and we are the home of Fox News. Here's a quick update on 99.1 FM talk. Freedom within. Yeah, right. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington and Smith Valley. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910, and freedom is just such a bastardized word now. You know, you have the freedom to be who you are. You have the freedom to... You know, everything in this country is because and for you, the American citizen. Why we have to fight so hard for things that we are entitled to, like our Social Security, that's an entitlement. You know that? Because we are entitled to it. We worked for it. We put it away, and we have politicians stealing it, taking it. So I'm just sitting here. It's just amazing. Looking at thisisreno.com, you can check out this story. The Incline Village General Improvement District has again been turned, or has been ordered to turn over public records. This is ordered by District Court Judge Lynn Simmons. She admonished the agency in a long-running battle for records requests by a citizen. You know, you are the taxpayer. You are the citizen. You have to hold these people accountable. So a citizen is going and wanting public records. Wants them to turn over 304 pages of emails that they say will cost a dollar per page after the first five pages. You know what? That's illegal. Yeah. So Simmons yesterday ruled again that the Incline Village GID has to turn over the documents. Just like the previous order. Hard copies. Non-privileged records. And you know what? They have to do it at the rate of 50 cents per page in lieu of providing the files electronically. The GID cannot... And get this, if you're part of any of the other general improvement districts, cannot charge any fee. Oh, hey, fire department, city of Reno, city of Sparks, you might want to pay attention too. Cannot charge any fee for extraordinary resources for the production of the 304 pages because of its failure to give Mr. Smith notice of extraordinary charges in advance. What's an extraordinary amount of a copy? What do copies usually cost when you break down the pieces of paper, the ink, the time, everything like that? What's like 2-3 cents? So businesses maybe charge 10 cents a copy? And what is excessive? 10 pages to me is not excessive, especially when you're dealing in lawsuits or anything like that, because of all the BS legal jargon you have in there. Seriously? $1 a page? City and counties do that too. It's public information. That screams at me that if people are trying to overcharge you by that much, to me that screams that they're trying to dissuade you from getting those copies for some reason. I wonder why. What does that tell you when somebody doesn't want you to have a copy of a public record? Tells me that there's something going on. You know, because of this show, I have received some colorful emails. I have been called heartless. I have been called rude. I have been called crude. I have been called brainless. I have been called mean. The expletives I won't even use. The problem is, the only thing that I'm being is honest, is truthful. I don't want to go downtown. But one of my favorite restaurants is downtown. I love the Wild River Grill. It's right there. I like to take my little sister to the theater on the river. Every time I go down there, I get hit up for money. Every time I go down there, I have to think twice about the route that I am taking because I'm crossing somebody's path that I don't know about. People say I'm picking on development. I'm just flat out being mean to public representatives. No, I'm not. I'm just being honest and trying to get other people to be honest, to not charge exorbitant amounts of money for people to come in, for citizens, for taxpayers to come in and get records that are open to them. I wonder how many lawsuits, if people actually took it upon themselves to fight back, how many lawsuits would be out there because somebody needed, you know, some public records from charges that were brought against them. They didn't have any money to buy them. Huh. Wonder how many people could go up against that. We need to start fixing these problems. We should have started fixing these problems 2 decades ago. Because this isn't something new. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's your voice that needs to be heard at 884-9910. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Joseph this morning. Hi, Joseph. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous.
Good. I'm a former RPD officer, and I did it. It was quite a few years ago. But, you know, we used to arrest the bums. They're bums. They're still bums. They call them homeless because it makes it sound better. But they're bums.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
We used to arrest them when they got into, you know, in people's faces or when they did things that were wrong. They got arrested and locked up. They don't do that anymore. You know, it's corruption. It's like when I was on, the chief used to go out and get drunk and drive his city vehicle. The city finance director went out and got in a wreck driving a city vehicle drunk. I mean, they did nothing to these people. I mean, it's just like now, Soto got promoted chief because he sleeps with the mayor. I mean, this is just, you know, it's just not right. And these people need to be kicked out. It was between, I think, 75 and 80. I left the police department in 75. My mother told me they kicked the whole city council out. That's what they need to do again. The whole city council, the whole county commissioners, the whole school board, they all need to be kicked out. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, and it's like you're talking about.
That's interesting that you brought that up about the Washoe County School Board, because once again, the data mining that they are doing has just been deemed illegal.
Yeah.
So I think you're right, Joseph. I'm not going to touch the story on Soto and Hillary. That I don't know anything about that, but that's, you know, that's for you to say.
A lot of people that know about it, but you know, it's just.
Well, let's just say that's not the first time I've heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, the you know, you're talking about language. People, you know, having to use correct language. Well, that came from PC language came from Joseph Stalin. That's where it started. And so that just mm-hmm. tells you who the people are that don't want to use it. And I mean, it's just there's a lot of things that are really wrong. I mean, I just, you know, we could sit here and talk for hours about it because there's so many things wrong in this country. It's not even funny. I mean, it's sad.
You're so right, Joseph.
Yep.
And that's the hard part, is it's people like you, Joseph, that has to keep getting that voice out there and, you know, don't let the shouts stop you from telling the truth.
Oh, no.
You know,
I mean, the problem is the reason they call you names like they do with you is they have no facts on their side to back up what they're saying. So what they do is they just name call. And that's exactly what I tell them. If anybody gets on my face about it, that's exactly what I tell them. And they can't talk me down because I don't let them. You know, I refuse to be PC. I refuse to let them talk me down because it's just not going to happen.
All right. I mean, Joseph, thank you so much for the call and the enlightenment that, you know, it's not just rumors going around. It's not just people being angry because maybe the city, she must have got a ticket. No. This is what's happening. And so when you see these things and you wonder, well, how did they get away with that? Because we've been letting them get away with it. We've turned a blind eye. It's been complacency for so many years until something actually affects you. Until you have to go up against the city of Reno, like the people out in Lemon Valley. It's you who has to go up against the Incline Village General Improvement District. You know, it's until you have to do something, until you have kids in the Washoe County School District, until you have a boss coming and telling you that you can't vote for that person. Well, I don't want you working with me. I don't want you working for my company if you vote like that. It's until something like that happens to you, then maybe you might start saying something. The PC, the complacency, it's got to go. It's got to be out of here. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we want this country back to a safe, freedom-loving, freedom of speech, Second Amendment-loving country, you better start speaking up. And that number to speak up at is 884-9910. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Always live and local with your calls at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'd like to thank you so much for your show and your work, and just ignore the haters and the discriminators and know this. TRPA, Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, chooses to charge $40 for a set of public records and public notices that would totally incriminate them. Over here in Kings Beach, they've placed Verizon Epic Wireless structures, towers, and devices on the fire station parking lot. And when I did request public records, because I lost a dear friend to leukemia in 2013 due to an AT&T tower, the public records and public notices that they distribute, more than half of them do not have the proper post office box, which is the only way that we receive mail over here in Placer County, your next door neighbor. And I think that this is something that needs to be brought to the attention of the Douglas County Grand Jury. However, it is you know, it's super difficult for people to contact the proper investigative authorities. There's some kind of large cover-up going on, and the documentation lists El Dorado County as where their quote-unquote official study documents were autographed. And there is just so much disgust, but people are just not willing to do the reading and the writing and the speaking to the proper people. But I do congratulate Washoe County, Carson City County, and Douglas for their grand jury work in prosecuting the quadruple murderer, illegal aliens, and I can but hope and pray that California's grand jury will reawaken. And I've started a little radio show, if I may plug it, possibly.
You may. You may.
Okay, it is the Grand Jury Reawakening on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that is Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific. And God bless you and your work and all of your support staff there. I love my neighbor, and I did live in Reno 2007 and 2008 to get some much-needed health care.
You know, Kelly, it's you and me, babe, because I don't have a support staff. It's me and Dan, my producer. So if you would send me that information of what you have at Monica at 991 FM Talk, I would greatly appreciate it because, like I said, it's you and me. And we're the ones that have to get this information out and have to let people know what's going on. So I have to cut you off here. I'm done for the day. But Kelly, thank you so much for calling and giving us that information. I mean, I've always known that the TRPA is up to stuff and not really a part of the community. They're an entity all amongst themselves. This is the stuff that we have to start and keep pointing out, because it's just going to get worse, because they know they can get away with it. I hope you join me tomorrow for more fun and active communication on KKFT.